of knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy? Happy.
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Sarah Yacoub.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, we're going to be talking about snow seal paths. It's my new favorite word, coined by Jimmy Kimmel to describe Marjorie Taylor Greene as a cross between a snowflake and a sociopath. So, snow seal path. We're going to get into that. There are just too many folks around us who are a cross between, you know, the roid rage, tough guy BS, and yet they're so sensitive. They're being hurt by the terrible things like equality and diversity and opportunity. It's bullying them. And it's taken way too long for more of us to publicly call it out and tell people like this to just get over yourselves.
Well said. But before we do that, we're going to look back a bit on last week's election results across Wisconsin. I think we should include the results last week from Tony Evers' veto pen. The running score is currently 98. Yes, you heard right. 98 to nothing. That's 98 vetoes, no overrides, 98 terrible bills that did not become law. Why? Because Tony Evers beat Scott Walker in 2018.
Okay, so this is what 98 vetoes means. And I don't think it gets said enough. So if Tony Evers loses in November and he's replaced with a like Rebecca Clefish or some other Republican, those 98 terrible ideas will become law, along with so many more things that will be damaging to Wisconsin, damaging to the economy, and damaging to democracy. There's on the other side of the spectrum, they're saying that Governor Evers is an obstructionist. He's not working with the Republican Party. Pat, you wrote about this in Up North News. Like, what are these bills actually doing that he's vetoing? They're harmful bills. It's not like he's being an obstructionist. He's helping us.
It's not so much an obstructionist. He's a hockey goalie. It's one of our favorite illustrations. If you go to upnorthnewswi.com, you see Tony Evers in the net with a hockey mask on and a big old stick representing the veto pen. And in just one article, we list 10 ways that life would be different in Wisconsin without Governor Evers' vetoes. Let me go through these, you know, real quick. You're more likely to find out you've been dropped from the voter rolls. Your parent in a nursing home can't vote because staff would be afraid to help. The legislature could overrule an independent election commission. The armed person near you in public has a permit, but probably no gun training. Federal relief would go unspent. Police could burst into your home unannounced, guns firing. Your infected coworker could claim natural immunity is the same thing as vaccination. On and on it goes. And those are just the ones that Evers vetoed. I mean, there's others that didn't even get that far that would let the legislature override the will of the voters and put gag rules on teachers who try to explain history or gender or sex. And, you know, if you think these things can't happen, think back to 2010. Scott Walker never campaigned on the issue of taking away the bargaining rights of public sector workers, but he did it weeks after taking office. He did it again in 2014 with union busting rules. So, Kirk, it is fair to say that this campaign for governor is the most important one yet.
He's the only guy that can stop our state from becoming, I hate to say it, I hate to blast Mississippi, but like Mississippi, you know, like our state used to be a place that was sound in mind and even keeled, even though we had a Republican governor and Tommy Thompson. If Evers loses, that all goes away.
So when we come back, we return to the local level of elections, visiting with one winning candidate and one losing candidate for seats on the Oneida County Board, and about the shameful behavior exhibited by snow seal paths in their hometowns. We'll be back in a bit. You're up north.